ABC News.
Dave Sharma is a former Australian ambassador to Israel and he joins us now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ali. Nice to be with you.
Now, Dave, in a statement, this bloc of Iraqi parliamentarians said Trump's surprise visit was a flagrant and clear violation of diplomatic norms. Was this a diplomatic failure on Donald Trump's behalf?
Look, no, I don't think so. I mean, you know, his primary purpose of his visit was to visit American troops stationed in Iraq. The normal protocol with such things is he would have had a meeting with the host government, Prime Minister, the Iraqi Prime Minister in this case. Look, it didn't happen. I've seen there are various reasons put forward for that. But, you know, I think there's a bit of, you know, political posturing going on in Iraq to try and exploit this visit for domestic political purposes. So, no, I wouldn't say it was a failure of diplomacy.
President Trump has been criticised as treating Iraq as an occupied territory. Do you think that that's a valid criticism?
Well, no, because, I mean, American troops and Australian troops, and let's remember our Prime Minister Scott Morrison visited the Australian troop station in Iraq just a couple of weeks ago. We're all there at the invitation of the Iraqi government. We were invited in a couple of years ago to help the Iraqis defeat an insurgency led by the Islamic State, which has now, in Iraq at least, been largely eliminated, but continues in Syria. So we're there at the invitation of the Iraqi government. And of course, look, when they no longer want us there anymore, we'll go home.
So why then are so many of these Iraqi MPs upset?
Well, it's really, if you look at it, it's the Shia blocks of Iraqi MPs. Now, they're very closely aligned to Iran. And what's really going on in the Middle East right now, you know, the biggest story, the bigger picture is really a struggle between countries like Iran and Russia and sort of trying to reshape the global order and extend their influence in places like Iraq and Syria and Yemen and elsewhere. And a block of basically Sunni Arab states, you know, involving Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and the United States and others pushing back against this. So this is really about an Iranian-aligned block of MPs in Iraq trying to get the Americans out of what they see as their sphere of influence.
If there was a vote to expel US forces from Iraq, how would that work?
Well, look, I believe that it's the executive arm of the Iraqi government that controls this decision, as in most countries. So, you know, a parliamentary motion would have a political force, but I don't believe it would have a legal effect. That could only be done by the executive arm of government. But I really don't expect things would proceed that far.
Washington and Tehran have competed for influence in Iraq since 2003. How do you see the position that the new government in Baghdad is currently in?
Well, look, they've always got a difficult position to run because you know the Shia population of Iraq and the influence of Iran in Iraq is not insignificant. It's quite sizable, and so all coalitions in Iraq under a parliamentary system need to balance a block of sometimes competing interests, including Sunni interests, Shia interests, the Kurds, of course, in the north. So, look, it's a difficult job to govern Iraq and to hold those disparate parts together, but it's in all of our interests that they do so and that they keep the country united.
It does seem that Iraq is increasingly trying to curb foreign influence in its domestic affairs. How do you see the direction that the country might be heading?
Well, I think, look, Iraq is still, I guess, after the toppling of a Saddam regime is still, you know, learning to live with a new form of government, a parliamentary democracy, a representative democracy, and that creates stresses and strains. But as they do so, they're lessening their dependence upon foreign actors, and that includes the United States, which is a good thing, and it includes Iran as well, which is a good thing. I mean, we'd like to see Iraq as a strong, stable, sovereign and secure state in the Middle East that's a force for stability rather than a force for instability.
Dave Sharma, we appreciate your time and your insights on this today.
Lovely to join you, Alex.
Dave Sharma, a former Australian ambassador to Israel, joining us there.
ABC News.